cheese. It cost him $110. And my daddy gave it to one of my brother. He died a few years ago there. And one day there's a man in New Orleans had some horses down by Tally there. My brothers would take care of during the week. He'd come out there on weekends. And he was telling about this vial one day, and his wife said she wanted to see that vial. She come there and looked at it. She asked him would he let her take New Orleans have the place at World E Music Store. She said, yeah. He took it there and she said that man there sent him a note back. That vial was worth $1,000. Anytime he wanted it, bring it there, he'd give $1,000 for it. I said, why don't you take it down there and let her take it down there and get $1,000 for it. She said he wouldn't take $5,000 for it, let alone $1,000. So that's the youngest boy of mine, learned how to play it a little bit. And he said he wanted him to have it, but he wanted me to keep it until he was big enough, old enough to take care of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And he brought it up there and had a new fingerboard put on it, fixed it. He still said there's something not right. He told me he gonna bring it. He charged him $110. And he's gonna bring it up there, and he brought that other one he got there. And I got one here, a Stradivarius. Say it's a copy of it and some, I don't know. But that fiddle he's got, I wish you could hear that thing. It's a one piece back. I'd say it's one of the best fiddle there is right now anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I bet you he wouldn't take $5,000 for it. Mm. And the one I got there now, it's a Stradivarius made in 1722.
Yeah.
And some people said it's a copy, and some said it's a original. I don't see how it could be. Anton Stradivarius died in 1737.
Yeah.
I had bought one before that, Stradivarius made in 1742. I paid, supposed to pay $20 for it. I gave a fellow $5 waiting for where I was working, and he left it behind at the week camp to send him to a boss. And I didn't want to buy the violin. I had this other one. He told me he'd sell it to me for $20. I'd give him $5 and send him the rest of it up there. He went up there in 2 weeks to find him. And he called me from the bank and told me if I'd get him $8 that day that he needed it, he'd give me a receipt for it paid in full, you know?
Yeah.
So I called up Dr. Craig. I told him to go to the courthouse. And Dr. Craig was there to get him to pay. And I called Dr. Craig and then told him that the man, I told him his name, his size, description, everything, and I said, if you come there, give him $8 and get a receipt for payment in full for Stradivarius vials made in 1742.
Yeah.
And he did. And about a year after that, I sold it for $100.
Huh.
And a fellow wanted to buy this other, and I got there, I told him I wouldn't sell that. And I sold it to a man for $100 and he wanted it for his daughter, and he brought it to Wally Music Store and had it fixed. It cost him $50 some dollars. And then about a year after that, the fella told me he sold it for $175. So I didn't figure it was as good a violin as the one I had, even then. Now that might have been a copy.
Yeah.
Because I read the record of Anton Stradivarius. He died in 1737, and he had a son that learned the trade. And had the same pattern, same wood, the same everything. But Anton had a secret himself that he didn't know. Because he didn't convey it to his son because he didn't know himself. He didn't know what it was. But there's a Stradivarian violin says that nothing, none would beat it, and that Anton didn't know himself what it was. But his son makes them good violin, but they're not as good as the one that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the difference.
Yeah. Huh.
I got this little violin there. You want to see it?
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You can see the reading inside there, but it's